Get our council meeting started here. I want to welcome all of our guests, visitors, staff, council. Thank you all so much for being here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody, and looking forward to our evening tonight. 5:30, opening the meeting for today. First item on the agenda is our invocation. I've asked Mayor Pro Tem Williams if he wouldn't mind leading us tonight. So, Mayor Pro Tem.
Thanks, Mayor Cozall. If you would, please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Father God. We thank you that you have given us an opportunity to represent the people in this great city of Woodway as a council body. We pray, Father, that you would bless us with wisdom and understanding. Father, we pray that you would give us the ability to have discernment as far as our decision-making is concerned. And Father, most importantly, Father, we pray for peace and harmony amongst the group. And Father, we pray for just leadership, Father, leadership for this community, that we would do those things, Father, that are expedient, that are best for all citizens of Woodway. And Father, we thank you for those individuals who have traveled here today, Lord, and have taken time out of their schedules, time out of their days to be here, Father, to monitor, to inquire, to make sure that they understand how their government works. And Father, we pray that you would give them wisdom as well, give them understanding. And Father, as you do all these things, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. At this time, if you're able, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. Moving on to our public comment time. This is the time when the City Council invites citizens and guests to address the Council on any matter, including items that are on the agenda, except for public hearings. Those will be heard separately. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per resolution R87-11. Your timer will be on the screen up here behind us. Looks like we need to turn that on, Mr. Manager. We ask that you know that the council is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. And when you're called to speak, we ask that you please state your name and address. And if you're speaking on a specific agenda item, please state the item before beginning your comments. Thank you for your cooperation. We're just going to get this timer turned on here. Perfect. I think it's good.
It's good.
We're not watching movies, don't worry.
Although Andy Griffin might be more entertaining.
I don't know.
I can do it manually too. If...
Yeah, I just don't know why the TV got kicked off.
Okay. All right. I'll just start.
Click on yeah. Home button.
There you go. We got it? Oh, you're working on it. Let me just do it manually for tonight, and then you can work on this and fix it later. Okay, we're gonna time it manually here. So, if there's anybody that'd like to address council, please approach the podium now. Thank you.
I can't talk.
Can we get your name, please?
My name is Kathy Smith. I live at 9614 Old Farm Road, which is behind the Hewitt HEB in the Woodway neighborhood of Oak Creek. Our street is one block long. We border Old McGregor and Oak Creek, which is a direct access to the ramp on Highway 84. We have only 19 homes on our street. I have the 100% approval of all 19 homes to be here tonight. And I'm very impressed that everyone's here, and what a crowd, wow. But we have about 50 children and grandchildren represented in our 19 homes. Just being one street, you wouldn't think there'd be that many, but we have a problem with speeders that cut through to get onto the ramp. We have a, we've had two brick mailboxes hit and run, obliterated. We've had a little dog hit and run, obliterated. It's just a little scary on our street. We all try to avoid it. I let my grandchildren trespass on the neighbor's yard when we go around the corner, which is just one house away, so that we have freedom to walk carefully. The problem seems to be the Waco neighborhood of Hunter's Run, which has 134 homes. And next door is the new Tanglewood addition, which has 84 homes so far. And with two and a half, three cars per household, I count 545 vehicles. This morning when I got up at 5:45 a.m., someone was speeding down the street. I have no idea why you're hurrying at that time. The only thing we can think of, since our road curves and is just the small two lanes, is to have a speed bump, which none of us want. But I believe since we've had the police come out, we've had the speed wagon come out, we have put our hands up, we have pointed. I have gone to grandparents that live in the next neighborhood and told them, your child, your grandchild is speeding. Nothing works, and it's going to get worse. And so I respectfully request that you consider a speed bump for our street. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mitch. Thank you.
Mitch.
All right, anybody else? Yes, sir.
I am Steve Smith, and Kathy and I have been living at Old Farm Road for 38 years. We've been married 53 years in June. And we are, thank you. I am honored to be here in front of the Woodway City Council. When we moved into Old Farm Road, into the Oak Creek Addition, we enjoyed the safety of our neighborhood. Old Farm Road was a quiet, new addition to Oak Creek. And over the years, that has obviously changed. We can no longer go walking on Old Farm Road. We can no longer have our kids and our grandkids ride their bicycles or tricycles. And it's a shame that we cannot even walk down our street anymore without having fear of someone speeding on Old Farm Road. We're not here to ask this city council for a lot of money, very little money at all. When you consider speed bumps, the cost of speed bumps is minimal. But when you consider the life of someone, you can't put a dollar value on it. We've been to a number of people in the city of Woodway hierarchy, and we've been told there's nothing you can do about it. I don't believe that. I don't believe you want to have that responsibility and that liability pressing you when all it takes maybe would be speed bumps. This is not an expense of great nature, but it's a significant step in the right direction. So my hope and prayer is that you will base your decision on wisdom and safety. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Mayor and esteemed council and all staff. I appreciate it. My name is Brad Niemer. I reside at 9606 Old Farm Road. My family has resided on this road since 2011, and we have come to appreciate our neighbors and all those around me, including the Smiths and others who are here. One of the challenges we have is Old Farm Road is a cut-through. I think you heard that mentioned from Old McGregor and Hunter's Run over to Highway 84. So we see quite a bit of traffic run through there, and over the last few years, we've seen quite a bit of growth in that particular area. With the upcoming build-out of the Tanglewood Addition, we anticipate we would see even more of that and the traffic patterns increase substantially. Most of the drivers that go through our neighborhood are courteous and safe drivers. However, I think you heard mentioned the layout of it is conducive to distracted driving and high speeds. What my fear is that some of the speeds that are coming through there would not be able to stop should a child run out into the road. I've personally experienced some challenging situations there. You heard mention of a brick mailbox. That was mine. In January of 2023, at around 10 a.m. in the morning, somebody smashed into our mailbox. And the distance that some of the bricks were thrown indicated that the person was going at quite a high speed. Obviously, no one stopped, left a note, and we didn't have a Ring camera or anything of that nature to catch that. I've also had personal situations in which just retrieving my trash can and that somebody was distracted and have had to jump up on the curb in order not to get hit. We have been fortunate over the term not to have anyone injured or in worst case scenario, somebody killed. At the speed that the person was going to hit my mailbox would have caused serious injury. We've seen precedent around McLennan County and other areas taking some steps in order to reduce speeds on their streets. Some of those are not conducive to our street. We've seen Austin Avenue and Waco implement circles. That would not obviously work within ours. I do think that the addition of a speed bump would help spur some of that. Obviously, it's not an ideal situation. Nobody wants to hit a speed bump, but maybe we could get the message on that. I appreciate y'all taking the time to hear this and appreciate any action that you may be able to take. Thank you, Council and Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir, if we could get your name, please.
Hello, I'm Jason Denton. Thank you all for your time. My family moved onto Old Farm Road just almost exactly a year ago. We have three little kids, 6, 4, and 2. I can say that since the time we've been there, we've had a lot of close calls with our kids, either being in the front yard or us being on a walk through the neighborhood with cars speeding past us very close. You know, as previously mentioned, a lot of times they're distracted.
Excuse me one second. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
That's okay.
I was having trouble hearing you.
No worries. Sorry. A lot of times the drivers are distracted. You know, as previously mentioned as well, it is a through street, so people are rushing to get to work or to get home early in the morning. You know, when I'm reading before it's even light out, it sounds like a highway out there. And I think, as you know, everybody said, I hate speed bumps just as much as everybody else. But, you know, since our neighborhood doesn't have sidewalks, it doesn't have lighting, I think the best way that we can make the street safer for everybody there would be to add the speed bumps. So thank you all.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, sir. Good evening.
Richard Manker. I live on Harbor in Woodway. Sorry I'm nervous, but I'm going to read this, hopefully. Liberty Hill Cemetery cleanup started in October 21 of 23. There were 3 8-yard dumpsters that were provided through the city budget. In the year 24, 9 20-yard dumpsters were provided by the city under budget. In the year 2025, 2 20-yard dumpsters under city budget were provided and were told no more dumpsters will be provided. An estimated 28 tons of dead trees and brush have been removed. An estimated 600 man hours volunteered at Liberty Hill Cemetery. Clearing the cemetery is being respectful to the dead, but removing the fire hazard that is protecting the surrounding homes and lives and providing beautification of Woodway. California is a good example of homes destroyed by fires. This past weekend, it was a red flag, no burn in McLennan County. Children play in the cemetery. A zip line in the cemetery is proof of that. If a child plays with matches or lightning starts a fire, there could be a loss of life and property due to surrounding homes. I request the next city council meeting to budget 2 20-yard dumpsters and to use of the city chipper or the city chipper. Also to provide a PowerPoint presentation to show before and after pics of the cemetery. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Maker. Okay, anybody else, please? I apologize, I'm taking time manually on my phone here. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello, if we could get your name, please.
Yeah, my name is Bill Schwartz. I live on Broughton Drive. First, I'd like to thank the mayor and the city council people. You guys don't get paid a lot of money, is that correct? As in zero? So, and you guys do an awesome job helping Woodway become, I think, the envy of a lot of small cities in Texas, from what I understand. So thank you for that. Second, on behalf of the decent citizens of Woodway, I would like to extend a heartfelt apology that you, Mayor Amin, that you had to go through last meeting and that you were subjected to during the citizens' comments of the last meeting. To me, there are ways of discussing displeasure without getting into name-calling. But maybe that's what some of us have sunk to. I don't know. Mayor, you are not a moron, nor are you an idiot. Actually, I think you're a pretty good guy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. Anybody else, please?
Say again.
All right. All right, gentlemen. That's fine. Gentlemen, that's fine. It's okay. Hey, we're gonna be respectful. We're not gonna engage in that. Thank you. Is there anybody else who'd like to address council, please? Okay. Doesn't look like we have anybody else. All right, thank you. For your comments, appreciate it. Mr. Manager, if you could get the engineer to contact the Oak Hollow folks, or the Oak Creek folks.
Yeah, he's already working on it.
Great. Okay, thank you very much. Moving on from our public comment to our public hearings. Item 4A is the public hearing on an application to develop in a planned district, a retail shop, lots 2 and 3, Block 9 of the Oakdale Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive. The time is now 5:50, so I will open the public hearing on this item. Is there anybody here to speak in favor of this application to develop? Anybody that would like to address council on this item? All right. Is there anybody that would like to speak against this application to develop? Okay, there being none, I will close the public hearing at 5:50 p.m. Moving on to item 4B, this is discussion and consider action on the application to develop in a plant district, retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9, Oakdale addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825-827 Estates Drive. Could I get a motion to discuss, please?
I'll make a motion to discuss.
I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Thank you very much. Mr. Manager, your comments on item 4B.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The background sheet on this item is Marissa Maciel. Am I saying that right? Good to see you again. The applicant submitted an application to develop in a planned district, a retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9, Oakdale addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825 and 827 Estates Drive. The submittal has been reviewed by the city engineer and city staff and found to be in compliance with the city ordinances. City staff have requested that the applicant be present to answer any questions from the council, and she is. Following the first required public hearing, the Planning and Zoning Commission took action to recommend approval of the application to develop on February 25th, 2025, as submitted. And ma'am, if you'd like to come forward to
speak, please.
She's asked me to speak on her behalf. I'm
the designer
for the project.
Okay, sure. Yes, sir.
If we could get your name, please, if you don't mind.
My name is Clint Byram, and my address is actually 1657 Cherry Creek Drive, just down the road.
Great. Thank you, sir. Welcome to council. Were those all your comments, Mr. Manager, on this?
Yes.
I think it's pretty cut and dry. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Byram?
Just a couple. Small.
Go ahead.
The building looks nice. Small. I understand we only have 4 parking places for the whole building.
Correct? There should be about 5. That's the requirements right now, yes.
Okay. Now, you've got 2 businesses. Are you planning to have an employee for each business?
Currently, there's going to be 1 business there right now.
Okay.
The building will be designed to where it could be in the future separated into 2 if the owner decides to do that. As of right now, it's just 1 business occupying both spaces.
Most likely 1 employee?
As of right now, yes.
Okay. So if you have 5 parking places, 1 employee, you take up 1 of the parking places and you're out 4
Correct.
Others. Correct. Okay. It was just, I know that our ordinances are written one way and, you know, we have to just follow those. But I was just looking at the weakness of some of our ordinance sometimes of, oh, was they written with this in mind? And, you know, if you had 2 employees, then you're down to 3 parking places. Mm-hmm. Where would people park with it having right there by the bike lane? People have to turn across.
Sure.
You know, thinking of those other issues.
Currently, with the requirements for the parking spaces for the square footage as it is now,
yes, that's what
we're good.
Yes.
For future, there's plenty of space on both adjoining lots that we could expand if needed. But as of right now, we're staying on that one spot.
Yeah, with those high lines, there, be a perfect place to have
absolutely
parking places.
Absolutely.
So, not that we can require it. You know, everything you followed and planning and zoning approved everything. So, of course, you know, we should vote yes. I was just looking at that weakness in our ordinance.
Sure.
So,
thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
It looks great.
Appreciate it.
Any further discussion, questions for Mr. Byram? Good. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, Council, Planning and Zoning has approved this. As you know, we looked at this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm ready to entertain a motion on item 4B.
I'll make a motion that we approve the application to develop in a planned district retail shop, lots 2 and 3, block 9, Oakdale addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 825/827 Estates Drive.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Council, I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. All righty. Moving on. Item number five is discussion and consider action on acceptance of fiscal year 23-24 annual financial audit and federal single audit provided by Brooks, Watson, and Company. May I have a motion to discuss,
please? I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager.
Only the comments that are in the background, Mayor, which I know this gentleman will cover. So if you guys just don't want to hear me rattle on, I'll let him get to it since he's up here.
Okay, who have we got? Who is this?
This is Brooks, Watson, and Company.
Lewis Breedlove.
But what's his name?
Good morning. Good evening, Council. My name is Lewis Breedlove. I'm Senior Audit Manager with Brooks, Watson. I had the pleasure of working with the city for the 23-24 fiscal year audit. So before you tonight, we have a bound copy of the report, which you should have also received in the agenda that goes over in detail the results of the audit, but I will be utilizing the PowerPoint presentation I have for you this evening to go over the results of the audit. Do I just click or?
Yes.
Okay, great. So first, I do like to go over the audit processes at a high level to make sure that just kind of covered the basis of understanding everything that we're doing throughout the audit. So we do perform the audit in accordance with generally accepted auditing standards. And so throughout the audit, we break it down into various phases, the first phase being the planning phase, where we come out anywhere where money's coming in or going out, we're evaluating the controls that are in place. So we sit down with each department, go through their processes. We also obtain any documented processes, any procedures that they may have set up. We review those as well. And then in addition to that, we have a questionnaire that we have them complete to ensure that we're able to review each of the areas that we want to ensure we make take a look at. And then we sample test activity from each of those areas as well. So that way we can see that what happens in practice is consistent with those documented procedures. From that, if we saw any issues, we would then report those to management for any concerns. But thankfully, we had none. Then we do what's called a risk-based approach. So every financial statement line item within the financials has a different type of risk associated with it. And so every year we reevaluate those risks that will then drive the type of procedures we perform throughout the financial audit and what level of detail we perform those procedures to ensure that we're comfortable with the material accuracy of the financials. Once we've done that assessment phase, we move into our field work phase. So the first part of that being our compliance consideration. So things such as bid requirements, any grant requirements, which this year the city didn't meet their grant requirements that triggered a single audit. So that would be anytime a city has federal expenditures over $750,000, that triggers a single audit requirement, which is a more detailed compliance audit over the activity for what were spent. So the city did have ARPA funds that were utilized in 23-24 fiscal year, and like to report that that was a clean audit, and so no federal findings, no other findings either, and so a clean federal single audit was completed. In addition, we look at any meeting minutes that you all, we review all of your council meetings, review the minutes and see if there may be a compliance component that you may have approved, and so we would review those as well. And then Public Fund Investment Act is another area that we always make sure we evaluate and ensure the city's in compliance with. Then we move into the year-end piece where we're tying out the numbers. So we perform our cutoff procedures. We tie out with third-party confirmation wherever possible. And then as we're tying those out, we're also testing the material accuracy of your revenues and your expenses. Once we've done all testing procedures, we move into our conclusion and reporting phase. So goes through multiple layers of review to ensure no additional procedures are necessary, and then we have the report and the letters prepared for you that we have for you this evening. So this is the components of the report. So from front to back, there's the auditor's opinion letter. That's our opinion over the financials. As it relates to that item, there are four possible opinion types that we as auditors are able to issue. There's unmodified, qualified, disclaimed, or an adverse opinion. The city did receive a clean or a unmodified opinion. So that's often referred to as a clean opinion. That's the highest level of assurance that we as auditors are able to issue. Happy to be able to report that there was a clean report issued and the city is looking good. continuing on, if you follow from front to back, next is management discussion analysis. So that's going to give you some year-to-year comparison over the financials, as well as it covers some major areas such as capital activity, debt, budget transaction, or budget activity as well. And then over future forecasts as well. And behind that is your basic financial statements. So it's going to contain your government-wide full accrual statements, your fund level statements, and then following your notes to the financial statements. So those notes are going to give you a lot of detail, sometimes charts and breakdown of what those numbers consist of. Behind that is your required supplementary information, such as your budget to actual for your general fund, and then other supplementary information, such as your TMRS reporting over pension and OPEB. Quickly over the financial highlights. So this is comparing the fund balance for your major components within the governmental side of things. Fund balance year to year, that's looking a little blurry, so I apologize. But from general fund, overall had a positive increase in your fund balance, $606,000. That's simply just due to being under budget on expenses, which we'll look at budget to actual here in a second. Your future capital streets improvements, we saw an increase there of $959,000. That it was just building up the balance for future street projects that and no utilization of the funds in 2024. Your family center improvements, we saw a decrease there, $1.4 million. That's just utilizing those funds for the capital projects as that's progressing. And then your general capital projects fund had a decrease of $2.5 million. $5 million of that was spent in governmental projects, and $2 million of that was transferred over to the utility funds for utility-related projects. All other non-major funds, that's capturing all the other funds that don't meet the requirement to be presented as a major fund. So those are going to be presented in detail in the back of the report. Those are all special revenue funds, but overall had a total increase of fund balance of $35,000. So in line with what we expect to see on the use of those special revenue funds. Next, as it relates to your budget actual for your general fund, first, looking at your fund balance, we do look to see is that fund balance, that unassigned fund balance within your general fund. We want to see how that reserve looks and how far it can operate into the future. So the city does have a goal of hitting 90 days or 25% of operating expenses. For 2024, we were at 32%, so meeting and exceeding that goal of 25%. As it relates to the budget itself, you saw here is a summarized view of the budget. So revenues came in with a positive budget variance of $75,000. So $75,000 more coming in than budgeted. Your expenditures came in under budget by $811,000. So some may have been a time issue on some of those things, but that was well under budget from what was expected. Other sources and uses had a positive variance there of $36,000. So that's going to be things such as transfers in, transfers out, and some other minor items that meet that other sources requirement. So overall, you had a positive budget variance of $923,000. So assuming you were able to accomplish everything you were seeking to accomplish for the year, very, very healthy fiscal budget. Next is a proprietary fund. So these are going to be your water, sewer, and sanitation funds. These are more like a business, where all your governmental funds are going to operate not as a business. They're intended to be up and down and to serve the community, where your utility funds need to be able to be self-sustaining to operate and make sure to be able to handle future repairs and maintenance and things of that nature. So we evaluate those differently. We look at that net operating income or loss line for each fund. And for 2024, the water sewer fund did have a net operating loss of $664,000. It's going to be largely due to some wells being down in 2024, some added costs that were needed for water purchases during that time, and other repairs and maintenance costs. So that's going to be a big part of that loss figure there. And then sanitation had a net operating income of $142,000. Then a breakdown here of the overall ending net position for each fund. So for the water sewer fund, total net position is $20.9 million. The bulk of that is related to capital assets. So the a little over $17 million is related to the capital infrastructure, as well as any offsetting liabilities that pertain to capital assets. The remaining portion is restricted funds of $798,000, and then our remaining just over $3 million. And then your sanitation fund had a deficit fund net position of $90,000, and that's just due to those are admin costs that get transferred, and so that's going to be balanced out in this next year going forward. And then next, a communication letter. So there are two letters that come with the audit report. The first letter being a communication with those charged with governance. And so that letter has a lot of required communication that goes over our responsibility as it pertains to the audit, management's responsibility over the audit. And there are a couple points I always like to highlight from that letter is one, the audit was conducted in compliance with all ethics requirements concerning independence. Two, we didn't have any difficulty working with management. And then three, audit adjustments that were identified were corrected by management. And then that second letter would be communication regarding internal controls, so that if we had any finding concerns, we would highlight those there. thankfully, the items that were there are more FYI. So there's a new GADSB pronouncement that will take effect next year related to the treatment of long-term liabilities for sick leave. So that's something that's being evaluated currently, and we'll be able to do an estimate on next year. And then that threshold for single audit, previously I mentioned it was $750,000 for the year. That is now, and starting in 24-25 fiscal year, up to $1 million. So that will they've spent about 10 years or so at $750,000. Previously to that, it was $500,000. So now they've moved it to $1 million. And so that will just extend the possibility of or make it a little bit harder to hit that single audit threshold requirement. And with that, I'll open up to any questions you might have.
Mr. Breedlove, thank you. I couldn't be prouder of this report and getting this clean, you know, clean report, very, very clean. Just shows how well our finances are being managed. So, yeah.
And I do want to say, working with Brenda and the team, like I said, we work with core utility, we work with payroll, we look with everyone here from top to bottom has been fantastic to work with, super quick to provide everything we need, has a question as soon as we has the answer to any question we have immediately. And so, yeah, I just couldn't ask for a better process as it relates to an audit. So you guys should be very proud.
Congratulations. Really, congratulations. This is great news. The only question I had for you that I wanted to ask is, looking at the audit for the fiscal year 24 budget, mm-hmm. you know, the positive variance that we saw at the end of the year, mm-hmm. how much of that was due? I know that our expenditures were really in good shape, but how much did you look at any of the investment increases that happened? Because we made some investment changes mm-hmm. This past year to get a better return on some of our
So that was up compared to the previous year, and then even conservatively being budgeted, the revenues came in for investments $81,000 over expected and investment income. So if you looked at page 72 of the report, that gives you a more detailed view of the budget's actual. So for the slides, it would be difficult to look at every single line item. So it's a summarized view. But so you'll see there are some revenue items that are just over budget, some are that are just under. But in net, it was a positive variance of $75,000. And also, looking at, there was one budget amendment that occurred during the year, but was really within each department, so it wasn't really a true budget amendment. No. And so keeping that in mind, like, it's very difficult to set a budget at the beginning of the year sure. and for that to be the case at the end of the year, like still be in good shape at the end of the year. So to not have to have a budget amendment and still be under and in meeting expectations or under expenses is good. It's good to see. So sometimes that may be due to timing and projects and different things. And so it just lucked out that way. And other times it's just due to, you know, budgeting conservatively and trying to make sure that you're, so I think it's probably a combination of both, but so the budget looked really good.
So those are some good moves to make on the investment
side. Mayor, may I like to add to that
yes.
comment of the question?
Of course, yeah.
At year end, we had approximately $500,000 worth of open POs. So sure, it looks like there's $800,000 available, but
yeah.
500 of that is dedicated, 60% of that balance.
Already accounted for.
Yes, sir. So that's why I didn't recommend a second budget amendment, because we had
lots of dispatch items coming up and just various progress that were ongoing, and it was a timing difference.
That's a great point.
That's smart. I was more curious about the investment moves that we made last year and just seeing if they're paying off. And
it looks like they are. So the big thing is our numbers will be coming down because of these large expenditures are going taking out of that.
Sure.
And then plus the interest rates have
come down a little bit as well.
A little bit. Yeah. So I was just looking at the numbers, and we'll see probably $300,000 or more less in that one fund.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Any other questions?
Oh, you did a great job.
Yeah, wonderful.
We're really happy with this.
I think we beat you up a lot in the committee.
Yeah, we did. Finance committee, we met a week or so ago, and they had lots of questions, and so we were able to go into it a little bit more detail. So,
but you answered all.
Good, good.
And then we came up with an answer for the one you weren't sure about. The one about why are we figuring out the unpaid sick leave?
Mm, yeah.
What's the reasoning?
Management tool,
yeah.
All right, great news for Woodway. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. My contact information is there, so if you think of any questions, please feel free to reach out. I'm always available.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Council, we need to accept this financial audit. And if there's no other questions or no other comments, I'll entertain a motion on item 5.
I'll make a motion to accept the financial audit from Brooks and Watson and Company.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Thank you very much. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Council. Great news for our city. Really, really good. Okay, item number 6. This was the item that was postponed from last meeting. So this is discussion and consider action on entering into an agreement with HDR Engineering to provide engineering, architectural, surveying services for the design and implementation of the transportation alternatives set aside contract. That's number 09092216 in an amount not to exceed $289,724. And authorizing the city manager to execute any documents in connection therewith. Motion to discuss, please.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. Mr. Manager, over to you.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As you might see, nothing has changed from this background sheet from the one that we presented the last time, but I'll read the background summary, which is HDR Engineering Incorporated submitted a proposal to provide professional engineering services to the city of Woodway to provide engineering, architectural, surveying services for the design and implementation of the transportation alternatives set-aside contract. And I will first put forward that, like the last time, it does look misleading when you look at it on your sheet, saying we have $275 budgeted, and and the expenditure they're calling for is $289,724. If it's easier to see it up top, it's basically a summary of what I've met with each of you on earlier in the week. So the engineering portion, you've got the prelim, which comes in the TxDOT numbers here, is $161,250. And your construction cost engineering is $155,500. So when you combine those, you get $316,750. That's not in here, but when you total it, HDR engineering contract, their proposal is $289,724, which is $27,000 under budget. And then if you look at the numbers and go, well, that's not, when we're talking about, it's an 80-20. First of all, we wouldn't pay, or we wouldn't get billed for that full amount up front. I'm making up numbers for easy conversation, but let's say it's here's our first bill, $20,000. We take the bill, we review it, confirm its accuracy, pay it, we submit it to TxDOT. Of that $20,000 submitted, we'll get $16,000 back. Mm-hmm. And we do that up until we hit that threshold of what we have budgeted is $275,000. The original number provided by TxDOT, their estimate is $262,058. So we went over a few thousand just to have a cushion. So with us over budgeting a little bit and the engineers coming in pretty well under our engineering portion budget for the overall project, think of it as 10 moving parts, and this is one of them. That's the easiest way I can describe it. So out of the 289,724, what we will ultimately pay is $57,944.
The 20%?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that one engineering call, that's what we have to take action on to move forward with the project.
The way
that's as clear as mud, I can try to... it's very much a state-styled spreadsheet, so you really have to go up and down and all around, and you have to match up different parts to make it gel to where it makes sense to someone that's never looked at it before.
The way I see it, of this part, it's a already approved item for doing the sidewalk. This is just a management issue of making sure that this project comes in with the numbers that it came in at. And of course, like you said, we're only paying 20% of that number and getting rebated back the 80%. So I don't see a problem with that. But this is something that I did want to talk about, this that you just gave us. Now, it was from June 7th, 2024. Mm-hmm. And this paragraph here, you might want to go over that to see how, I don't quite understand how these numbers fit in to the 1.3 million or whatever it was that we was talking about for the sidewalks. You want me to read that part, this part right here? For subject agreement, full executive execution between the City of Woodway and the state on June 6, 2024. According to the provision of this agreement, the city is required to submit an estimated financial share of 6.6 million.
Oh, I can explain it. Actually, unless you just want to read.
Yeah. Or actually, no. This is 6,000.
So yeah, 6,000.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking in millions here, and I'm thinking in thousands. Okay. So basically, it's 22,000.
Right. So
the confusing part about all this was when we get our information on the agenda form. The total proposed expenditure and the amount budgeted, that's, in our minds, we're thinking that's what we're writing a check for, the whole amount. And because the numbers were so close, I think Mr. Russell thought, we're way over budget on on the amount because of the way it was listed. But in reality, the 275 is for the entire project, and we will not exceed that. That 275, the 289
correct.
Is what HDR,
correct.
What their contract
yes.
came in.
Well,
we're just paying 20%.
Well, so we're saying we won't exceed, but there is a caveat in the original agreement that the city is on the line for any overages.
Okay.
Again, we're hopeful over budgeting and coming in.
We haven't had a lot of luck with that.
Well, we had some major projects that have been under budget recently, so that gives me some hope.
Yes.
But. What you're asking about in this paragraph?
I was looking at with commas instead of periods.
Oh, okay.
So
did you answer? Your
question? I answered my own question. But basically, well, I guess what I'm trying to say is this part of the agreement is just the management part of an item that's already been approved. So I don't see any problem with this part.
Yeah, because it's our guide.
Yeah, yeah, and it won't be over what the initial agreement we have. Yet. It might be later, but you know, right now we're not talking about as much dollars as it sounded.
I just want to thank our staff for putting together, I'm just gonna show this off, this incredible amount of information to be able to get us feeling set up and for success. I just wanted to thank you for meeting with each of us individually to make sure that everybody is informed and on the same page going into this vote tonight. So thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you all.
Yes. Any questions? I want everybody to feel good about moving forward, because I think Mr. Manager outlined it pretty well. But if there's any questions, we also have representatives here from HDR, and Dr. Kumar is here as well with his little buddy there. Any questions? We're ready to go? All right. Well, I will entertain a motion on item 6, please.
I move that we accept the agreement with HDR Engineering.
A second.
Moved and seconded. Thank you. I'll now call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. All right, the ayes have it, and the motion carries unanimously for the agreement with HDR. Thank you all very much. Thank you all so much for being here. Moving on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda is our non-controversial routine and budgeted items, which require no public hearing. Consent agenda is subject to being approved with a single motion. However, the mayor or any other city council member may remove any item from the consent agenda for separate discussion and consideration. Council, you have the consent agenda in front of you. Are there any items you'd like removed for separate discussion?
No.
Okay. I don't think we have any, so we'll move on to number 8. I'll entertain a motion on approving the consent agenda, please.
I move that we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Thank you. It's moved and seconded. Call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, please say nay. The ayes have it, and the consent agenda is approved as written. Thank you all. Item number 9 is the city manager's report. So over to you, Mr. Manager, for any updates for us.
Don't have anything this run, but we're having a short turnaround. We'll have another meeting next Monday. So I may have something then that's not in the newsletter.
Okay. Appreciate that very much.
Yes, sir.
Always look forward to that. Item number 10, city council reports. Do we have anything to share from the group?
PNC met last week, but everything just went through as they had planned.
Good. Everything running smoothly over there.
Mm-hmm. Always. We got a great.
No meeting this week?
No.
No. Great. All right. Anything else?
There's a park committee meeting coming up.
Yeah. Thursday after next.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Any other reports or business that we need to be updated on? No? All right. Well, then number 11 is adjournment. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Thank you. We are adjourned at 6:23 p.m. Thank you all. Have a good night.